Blog Talk Radio.
Souls, and welcome back to my new show title. It is called the Spiritual Guidance Radio. And so if you have been tuning in with me, you know, I welcome you back. I was on a short break, and it was just all, of course, guided by the archangels and the divine. So I'm so glad to be back, and, you know, ready to really, you know, tackle the second half of this year. We are in June already. And so, you know, if you are joining me, you know, I hope that you're doing well. And, you know, as always, the show is going to be, you know, about you, and you can call in for any guidance that you need if you are just needing to share, or if you'd like to, you know, really bring forth and share with others those things that you are learning on your journey. And so, you know, this is why we are here. And I'm actually going to be talking a little bit more about what's going to be happening on this show. But, you know, before I move on with that, I'm going to share with you the energy of this month. We are now in June. We just started June, yesterday. And so, you know, if you are someone who really feels into the energy, especially when it comes to with those around you, in your community, and especially if we, you know, as you go through the weeks and you can feel what it is that's coming up, you probably already are, you know, starting to feel this new energy that's coming in the month of June. So we have several archangels stepping forward to really be prominent this month. So we have Archangel Raphael, as always. You know, he's always there to help you to heal, help to guide you, as well as other archangels, but, you know, especially when it comes to healing, you know, doing that healing work that we do throughout, you know, each week, you know, as we are called to really let go of those limiting beliefs and to really be able to, you know, understand who it is that we truly are. So we have Archangel Raphael. We also have Archangel Gabriel stepping forward. Also Archangel Ariel, Archangel Jophiel, and Archangel Raziel. So those three are really stepping forward this month because we are going to be moving forward. We're going to be really, you know, stepping into our purpose this month. And so, you know, the last few months of this year, we've been doing a lot of healing work, lots of letting go, lots of releasing, lots of work on ourselves. And sometimes it might have been, the energy might have been faster and you felt it really moving. Sometimes it was time for us to really just take the time to do that inner work. So, you know, the energy wasn't moving as quickly, but now, you know, what the divine is showing us is that with all the preparation that we've done in the last few months, it's now time to really take those things that we've learned and to apply them. So this month is really going to be a time for us to understand what it is that we really need to step into. So what is it that you learned? You know, I encourage you to go back into your journals, you've been regularly journaling. Go back to the last few weeks, few months, since even December and January, to see how it is that you've done, how it is that you've grown, and what it is that you've learned about yourself through this time where, you know, we were kind of coming out of the pandemic, not quite. We're still kind of in it, but, you know, not quite in as we were last year. So what was it that the divine has been showing you? All those things that, you know, you were asked to release and let go of. What is it that really, you know, was brought into your mind? And those things that was stressors to you, triggers for you that you need to release and let go of. And so we're going to be doing this litmus test to see how it is that we've really grown, and then to take that and to really apply it into what it is that's coming in for this month. And so we're going to really be asked to step into and out of our comfort zones this month. So but, you know, the energy is not going to be as quick. It's not going to be moving as fast. They're, you know, asking us to really go with the flow this month. There's going to be things that the divine shows you, but it's time for us to slow down just a little bit. But it doesn't mean that we don't stop taking action. So they're going to ask us through different situations, different circumstances that happen within our lives, in our everyday life, in our, you know, during our routines that come our way, those things, situations, experiences that come in our everyday lives that are there for a reason. It's being presented to us so that we can take what it is that we've learned in the past few months and to apply them into our lives this month. So it's going to start this week. If it hasn't started for you already, all those different situations that occur, that is for your growth. That is for you to really take what you've learned in the past few months and to apply them. And it's really important for us to take it slow, though. So, you know, the divine always has this strange way of showing me what it is that I need to present on this platform, as well as, you know, on my page or anywhere else, to share with others. And so, you know, this week, you know, I've been, you know, while I'm going to work, while I'm coming home from work, they're just showing me through traffic just how it is that the energy is moving this week. So, you know, they want us to slow down just a little bit, but, you know, to go with the flow of this energy, you know, not to force and not to, you know, bring that resistance in, because when we do, that there's going to be roadblocks that is going to keep us from really being able to move forward. And when we do also try to move too fast, try to do things that are not in divine timing, there's a lot of things that, you know, we will miss. You know, there are some things that you're going to miss. And so, you know, they're also reminding us to, you know, to take that time to, quote unquote, you know, smell the roses. You know, how you may know that phrase where, you know, to slow down and to really savor what it is that's going on around you at the moment. So it's going to be important for us to really just take it a little bit slower, you know, not to force, you know, things onto your life and to do things that, you know, that doesn't feel right at this moment. So what does that look like for you? So if you'd like to receive any guidance, if you aren't quite sure what that is for you, or if you're just going through something and you'd like to share that and just receive some guidance, you can give me a call at 714-816-4623. 8. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad as well. So that is part of the energy that is coming in for this month. So there's going to be a lot of different situations, a lot of experiences that come your way, and they're there for a reason. They're always there for a reason for you to really, you know, take that step and transform into what it, and really be in that purpose of yours and to be in that right direction. So if you are starting to see a lot of different signs, you know, whether it is angel numbers or if you asked for a sign and you start to see them, you know, whether it is different animals, they are, the divine is really trying to remind you that they're there and that they're guiding you. And there's always a reason why something happens the way it does. So, you know, take that time to really, you know, apply those things that you've learned in the last few months and to take it slow this month, but not to stop taking action. It is important for you to take action, to do those things that they're showing you. Take those steps that they are showing you so that you can continue to live that life that you're meant to live and be in, you know, your purpose and who it is that you truly are. So now it is going to be a very refreshing month this month. So if you have been feeling it even right before the month started, that is what's coming in. So if there are any, you know, if there's still some triggers, there's still some things that you need to work on, you know, really call on the archangels. Call on Archangel Raphael and call on Archangel Gabriel, and they'll help you through that. They'll help you to really be able to release that and let that go so that you can really be in this energy that is coming in for us in June. And so it's going to be an amazing month, and this month is really setting us up to really go even faster in the next few months as we start to wrap up this year. And then, you know, before we know it, it's going to be the end of this year, and we're going to be, you know, getting prepared for next year. That is going to be amazing. So, you know, before I you know, start to talk a little bit more about what takes to when it comes to this show, I did want to take a few callers. So let's see. We have our first caller here. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, lady. I'm so glad to hear you. It's been a while. I was working, and then, of course, Divine, I try my best. Well, I should say I am connected. I apologize that I sometimes doubt, but it's a beautiful thing. I want to ask that when I was a little girl, I wish where I'm working out that I will be doing what I'm doing, and wish come true. I'm in the wish right now, and so I'm right now in my security clearance right now. That's the only thing that I got to get right now.
Okay. So what is
what I mean by that is, that, yeah, because there's 5 levels, and I'm just waiting for my level to get approved, and
okay.
Which is a great honor because it's not easy. And I'm very grateful, and I think very positive and keep myself positive and the best of my abilities, because I'm, you know, I gotta help, and I just want to know what I mean by that. I mean something else. Excuse me. What I mean by that is like, am I going to pass the final stage? That is my dream since I was a little girl. And what's kind of strange, I have been going through a lot of highways and roads, obstacles, and then, and of course, and I've been driving and I've been traveling this past 5 weeks. So I was like, wow, this is awesome. Oh my God.
You know, and you know, all you have to really do is to keep trusting. And, you know, because you're saying that, you just said that you manifest what you are in right now. So
yes.
It is because you have been trusting and having that faith and trusting in yourself. And that is what we have been talking about a lot lately, is trusting in your abilities and trusting in yourself. So you have to just keep doing that, and it's going to keep growing. So, and what Archangel Raphael is showing you is that you have so much more to give. There's so much more out there for you, but you have to be open to it. So, you know, even though you're trying, you want to do these specific things, it's important for you to really just keep an open mind, because the way that it comes in, it's going to look a little bit different than what you expect and how you expect it to come. So it's not always going to look the way that you want it to come in, but the divine has ways to show you in amazing ways. It may look like a detour, but that detour is needed because there are different stops that you need to go along the way before you hit your destination. So I know we're having all of these road, just the way we're talking, it's like roads and things like that. But, you know, it's the path that we're on, is that it's not always going to be the way that we expect it to look, but it's going to be, the end result is still going to be the same, and it's going to lead to what it is that you truly are meant to do, and you do know what that is, but you have to be open to how you get there, okay?
Okay. Open, yeah, okay. Okay. So
the steps that you want to, the step that you want to take is not going to be exactly the steps that the divine has in mind for you. But you have to be open to the fact that those steps that the divine shows you is going to be right for you, and there's a reason for those steps that they're going to show you, but it's going to lead you to what it is that you're meant to do and what it is that you need to do, and it's going to help you to find the people that you're meant to work with, the people that you're meant to meet along the way, as well as those people that you're meant to help and those people that are meant to help you too. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm getting clear on this. That's interesting.
Okay. So, you know, continue to do that journaling. Continue to do the work on you. You know, continue to release those things that you need to release. I know that you've been doing a lot of work on yourself. So it's great that you're doing that. So keep doing that work. And then what you're going to see is a lot of other doors opening for you so that you know, it is going to be important for you to listen to your intuition on which doors that are meant for you and which doors that feel right to you. So that's how your abilities and your gifts are expanding. Okay?
Yes, that's beautiful. And I have a moment to think if I do have time, because I want to ask you on the Archangel Shamel, the other situation I left, so I think that it was not meant to be, and then I came to another place where I'm at, and right now I'm on hold for 2 weeks. I think I've met somebody, but I don't know what the divine has the partner for me. But I think it's getting closer than it was before. It was just very interesting.
You know, just keep that open mind. And also right now, focus on what it is. Because right now, I think your focus is, you're kind of going on a detour right now. So really listen to what it is that your intuition is telling you and focus on those things that are priority right now for you, okay? So what I'm seeing is that when it comes to the whole love life and finding someone, that's going to start to happen. But right now, to really focus on what it is that you're meant to do when it comes to your life, living your life, when it comes to career, when it comes to work, to really focus on that. And then what all this other stuff is going to start to shift as well. So, you know, continue to do that work on yourself to grow and, you know, to continue to listen to your intuition and your abilities, and you're going to start seeing a lot of different changes happening. Also, there are going to be things that the divine asks of you to do to really step out of your comfort zone. It's going to happen really quickly. It's going to be important for you to really listen to your heart. You know, really listen to that intuition of yours. If it's pushing you towards doing something, it's important for you to do that. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I appreciate the beautiful divine. And it's very interesting information. I really thank you for your time. I understand.
You are very welcome. Well, yeah, and continue to, you know, call in, you know, if you have any other questions. But it's really important for you to really trust in yourself and to, you know, really move forward. So there are going to be a lot of different things, a lot of different steps that the divine shows you, and it's going to be important for you to trust your intuition and take those steps. And no more procrastinating.
I am good at that. I do procrastinate. Yesterday, you should see me. I think I got like over 20 things done. Oh my God, you know me.
So
I feel bad. You know me.
Well, you know, that's all part of the divine. You know what they show us. So you know those steps that they're showing you, especially, you know, this month, they're going to be showing you a lot of different steps. It's important for you to take those and trust that it is for your good. They're there for a reason, for you to really take those. And it's going to lead you into what it is that you really meant to do. Okay?
Yes, that's beautiful. I really appreciate
that. All right.
That.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. It's going to be a great week for you. So you just keep trusting in yourself, trusting in what it is that's coming in. Everything happens for a reason. So, you know, trust in that. If in your mind something comes up and you know that you need to do, go do it. Okay?
Thank you. Because I can really go.
Right.
I got it. Thank you. That's beautiful.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a great one. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So let's go to our next caller. We have caller from area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name or where are you calling from?
Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I am attempting to learn how to navigate through frustration and unmotivation right now. And I know the angels are there and God is here with me, but I don't know. I know every feeling is not eternal. And it's temporary. But lately I've been fluctuating between those feelings.
Angel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel, as well as Archangel Samuel, are stepping forward for you. And what's happening right now is, you know, through those frustrations and not being motivated, they're showing you what isn't aligned to you right now. So, and then also some limiting beliefs coming in that are coming in as triggers. That's why you're being frustrated. You know, if you feel any disappointments or any angers that come in, so those are all triggers. So what is it that's triggering you? And where does that stem from? So, you know, some journaling is going to help with that to really kind of go back to see where that comes from. And it does have to do with some childhood things that's coming in, some things that have been kind of ingrained in you from your parents. And it's not their fault because it is a generational thing as well. So those beliefs are going to have to be cleared. So that's why you're getting some of these frustrations. And then the not being motivated, it's because there's certain things in your life right now that are not aligned to you at the moment. It might happen at some point, but it's no longer aligned to you right now. As you, you know, do this growth, as you're, you know, on this spiritual journey, you're growing and you're changing. And when that happens, some things need to fall away. Some things naturally fall away because they're not aligned to us anymore. So what is it that you're feeling does not feel right to you anymore? Okay? So I want to encourage you to, you know, do some of that work. See what it is that's not really aligned, what doesn't feel right to you. Because feeling is you have that gift. It's very strong with you. So, you know, use that gift of feeling to determine what it is that you need to let go of. And I know that when it comes to letting go of things, sometimes it's really hard, especially if you've been doing it for so long and you've invested a lot of time into it. But it is important for us, and like you said, not there. Things come and go. You know, everything it doesn't last. So there are some things that you know that you really do need to let go of, but you're afraid to let go of it because you've invested so much time into it. Does that make sense?
Not really, because I don't have a hard time with letting go of things, you know, when it's time to let go. Maybe sometimes it's hard to let go of disappointment, what you spoke of. But letting go of things that no longer serve me, I don't have a problem with that. But I guess that would be a thing, because I get disappointed and I get my hopes up, and then there's disappointment. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why did this happen? You know, those are the things that are bothering me.
So you do know, you know what it is that you need to work on. And, you know, that's part of that, you know, letting the whole limiting beliefs, the generational beliefs, those are all part of it. It all works together. So, you know, letting go of those things that you've kind of held on to for a while. It doesn't have to be something concrete. It doesn't have to be, you know, it's not like work or, you know, something physical or a relationship. But even those emotions, even those things that you've believed in for so long, that you need to let go of. And it has to do with a mindset change. It has to do with a really healing from where it started from and how it is that you came to believe that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I want to encourage you to call on Archangel Raphael, call on Archangel Gabriel, because the communication, you know, whether it's journaling or, you know, talking to someone about this, it's going to be very helpful for you to really release that old energy so that you can bring in this new energy. And it's going to then, you know, really help you to start shifting a lot of your mindset on different things as you know, not just one thing, but a lot of other things. You're going to really be able to see this. It's going to be like an opening for you. You're going to start to see a lot of different, just how different situations, different challenges, different experiences were there for a reason for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Do you have any other questions or anything that you wanted to share?
Is there anything the angels want to talk to me about career?
Know that you know what it is that you need to do. But it as you do this healing work, as you start to let go of some of these frustrations and figuring out what it is that is making you feel unmotivated, that's when you're going to start to see what it is that you know that you need to do. And it has to do with who it is that you truly are and going back to basics. You know, going back to, you know, as a child, you know, we act the way that we want to act because that's who it is that we are. And we feel free, you know, being who it is that we are. So it's kind of, you know, thinking back to that. What is it that's going to make you feel free? And it's going to make you feel comfortable in your own skin and to really just be able to just do anything without worrying about anything, worrying about what other people think, worrying about finances or anything like that, but doing what it is that you truly love to do. And what is that? And that means that you're going to have to shed a lot of fears. You're going to have to shed a lot of those doubts that come in with it. So when you start to do that, you're going to start to see that this is what I'm meant to do. This is what makes me happy. This is what, you know, I want to do to help others. But it, you know, when it comes to helping others, when we do those things that we're truly meant to do and that makes us happy, that's when we also start to help other people as well. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Before we go to our next caller, I'm going to just kind of share, you know, what it is that came to me when it comes to this new show title. So Spiritual Guidance Radio. This kind of came to me as I was driving. You know, a lot of times when we're doing things like, you know, getting ready in the morning, taking a shower or driving, doing something that we don't really have to think too much about is when the divine really starts to speak to us. And so I was driving, I was doing some work, and all of a sudden, you know, there was a reason why the divine wanted me to take that break for a month to help me to grow as well as to help me to change those things that I needed to change to realign to what it is that I'm meant to do. And so I was actually, I think it was just the last week that this happened. And, you know, I was just driving along, and all of a sudden, I get this, you know, the divine, you know, just shows me that it's time for me to change, time for me to do things differently and rebrand. So that's why, you know, it went from Compassion and Light to Spiritual Guidance Radio. And the reason for this it was that they wanted me to really reach out to even more people with wording that really resonated with more people. So we talked about the last couple months how there were a lot more people awakening, spiritual awakening was going on. And so, and as I was also going through this break, you know, I was shown how a lot of people are going through so many different things, you know, when it comes to their emotions, when it comes to just how life is for them, and they just don't have a platform to share it with. And so this is what the divine has been showing me this past month as I was off on break, as I was also shown to take, you know, the steps that I'm meant to take. As well in my life, and also preparing me for the summer, with my three boys being on break, as well as other things. And so what they showed me through this break was that there are a lot of people out there who are in need of, you know, a platform to really share their emotions, to share and vent, and really, you know, let go of all those things that is going on in their life, and they just don't have a place to share that. And so this new show is for you to really start sharing what it is that's really going on in your life, to really open up, to really be able to vent, to really be able to just let go of just life, like what it is that's going on in your life. And so, you know, and this is kind of what the divine had me experience as well too, where, you know, in my own life to notice that it's hard for people to really share with other people in their own life what it is that's really bothering them, that's really within their heart. And so this show is here for you to really be able to share those things. And what I'm here to do as a guide, as a mentor, as a healer, to listen and then to really be able to share with you what it is that the divine is showing me for you to help you to kind of understand what it is that you need to see and to guide you with that. And so this is why there was this rebranding of, and just recently too, and so it was kind of a shock to my producer. Yes, he's amazing. You know, thankfully he's there to really just be able to rebrand things last minute. But you know, this is why I had made this change on this show. So I won't be doing as much teaching. I will be sharing what it is that the divine is showing me at the time of the show, and not necessarily having those teaching moments, but also it's a time for you to really be able to call in and really be able to share what it is that's on your mind, what it is that's on your heart, and what it is that you're going through, so that I can help you, that the divine can help you to really guide you to what it is that you're meant to do, as well as to live in that joy and happiness that we're all meant to. So this is why I'm here. This is why the divine's here. And this is why I have this show for you. So And, you know, I am so grateful that I can do this and be there for you to be able to share all those things that are going on in your life so that you can really be able to, you know, let go of those things that don't serve you. Let go of those things that are bothering you, that are hurting you, that are stuck within you, that energy that we talk about that's stuck. It's important for us to really be able to release that so that we can hear what it is that we're meant to do next. And we can hear what it is that the divine is showing, what it is our guides are showing us, our guardian angels are showing us. And so this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And so, you know, I encourage you to, if you are encountering others who are going through a lot as well, going through a lot of pain and need healing, to share this with them. And so what's going to be happening starting next week is I'm actually moving my show onto Friday. So it's going to be Friday evenings. And I was kind of showing this date and time because it's the end of the week, and so it's going to be a great time to just release and to really let go and to really be able to just unburden ourselves. And then what we're also going to be doing is we're going to be doing meditations, and it's going to be, you know, usually, if you're in the States, right before bedtime, you know, it's going to be at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So it's going to then, you know, as you release and let go, you know, you're then able to, you know, have that rest that you're meant to. And, you know, I have a lot of clients who tell me that, you know, once I do the healing and meditation, that they fall asleep. So it's a great time to, you know, listen and then, you know, just go to sleep and have that restful sleep that you're meant to have. So that a little bit of, you know, how this show came about. And so, you know, I encourage you to call in if you're going through something and to really just be able to open and just let go and release. And I'm there to, you know, share what it is that the divine is sharing with me for you to see so that you can, I can help you to really move forward. All right. So let's go to our next caller. We have from area code 415. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello?
This is Anne. Hi. This is Anne from Washington State.
Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Good. I just wanted to let you know the last few minutes, you were in and out. I mean, I could kind of hear you, but your voice was definitely coming and going.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, sometimes it just does that. So you can't, I can't really do anything about.
Yeah.
So how can I help you today?
Well, I recently moved, so any messages from the angels about my new place and getting settled? And what do you think about, I don't pay much attention to Mercury retrograde. I mean, I don't act like the sky is falling and hide in my closet for a month. But I am looking for a car. So some people are like, no, don't buy a car this month. So I just, you know, what are your views on that whole thing about purchases during this time?
Well, you know, I personally didn't know it was Mercury retrograde. I just knew that this month would be a slower month in general,
yep.
Just channeling from the archangels. And so, you know, it's going to be a time for us to really, you know, go with the flow. So I have Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Samuel stepping forward for you when it comes to this move. And they want to first, you know, share with you that it's important for you to really make it your own. You're doing the right thing for you right now. So, you know, keep going, but also, you know, make sure that you really focus on doing those things that you truly love to do, okay?
Okay.
So this includes work. This includes work. And also, you know, I don't know why, but when it comes to decorating, it's kind of strange. When it comes to you know, to make sure that you feel into those things that you really want to place in your space, that feel good to you. So, you know, try not to worry about money. Try. it's a big word, I know. but to really feel into, because what they're showing me is you have this gift of, you know, really being able to feel into people and things. And so, you know, what is it that makes you happy? What makes you feel good? And it has to do with everything in your home. And this is going to help you to really be able to, you know, keep your vibration and even breathe even more. And it's going to help you to, and when you help yourself that way, you're going to help other people around you as well. So when it comes to work, when it comes to relationships, all of that, it's going to be very helpful for that. So, you know, to surround yourself with things that you love, you know, and to make it very minimal, you know. So, you know, things that you truly love, you know, things that you pick up from different places that makes you feel good, you know, whether it may be some crystals, it might be a picture that really gets you motivated or really makes you feel good. And, you know, I want to encourage you to also journal on that. What is it that makes you feel good? And it's going to help you to understand what to, you know, how to organize and how what to put in your space so that you can really be, you know, surrounded by those things that you're meant to. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And Archangel Samuel is also, you know, talking about love. So I don't know if you had a question on that.
Well, yeah, I think I'm ready. I mean, of course, I don't know anybody. I know like three people in this new town, so it'll be a matter of getting out, doing the things I like to do to meet the people that are similar. You know, so I really haven't started that process. I'm just barely, you know, I had to get my own. You know, stuff settled, and now I feel like I'm ready to go out to meet the community that I want to meet.
Yes, and that's going to be so important. You know, first, to start with your space.
Yeah.
You know, start with putting those things that you love and focusing on you right now. And then to reach out to others, because that the space that you're in is going to kind of influence how it is that you present yourself out into the world. So when you are happy with where you are, you know, where you're living and what you're doing, that exudes out into others. And so it's going to be important for you to focus on you first, and then, you know, in a few weeks when you're ready to go out there, and when you do that, you're going to really bring that energy out to other people as well, okay? And you're going to then attract those people that you're meant to attract, which does include love. And love in a partner, when it comes to friendship
yeah.
as well, and also business mm-hmm. relationships as well. Okay, so that's all
yeah.
going to be affected. And what they're also showing me, Archangel Raphael is coming forward to share that it's going to be important for you to let go of the fears that are mm. coming up as you think about going out, you know, reaching out.
Sure.
So, you know, thinking about, you know, meeting new people and, you know, when it comes to COVID and all that stuff. Because you're very empathic. You attract
mm-hmm.
a lot of energy to you. So
mm-hmm.
it's important for you to, because now you're in this new place, to really, it's like starting fresh. You have a clean slate right now. So
yes.
it's more for you to fill yourself first with all
right.
the good stuff and then to go on to the world and really be prepared for, you know, all the energy from everyone else. So to release, really, yeah. And so it's going to be important to release those fears, release all those doubts that are coming in. And when you raise your vibration, that helps it to release all the old stuff, all the old energy that's within that you kind of carried in with you when you moved. So, and I kind of understand why you moved, to really start over and to really
yeah.
just, and, you know, it was a great time for you to do that. And so that's why it
good.
Really happens for you. So, you know, continue to fill yourself, you know, and let go of those things that no longer serve you, those fears and doubts that come in when you think about, you know, meeting other people, going out into the world.
I don't have any of that fear, but I have the fear is with work because I don't want to go back to my most recent work and more things I did like 10 years ago. So I think,
mm-hmm.
oh, what would my resume look like, you know, if it's from so long ago, you know, things like
mm-hmm.
very left brain worries about the traditional job hunting kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, think of that also as a clean slate, just like your move.
Okay.
You're starting over. So, you know, I want to encourage you to, you know, do some journaling on what it is that is important to you. What is important to you? What is it that you love? And then
mm-hmm.
when you do that, you're going to be able to start finding those things in resumes, in applications of what it is that you want. Because right now, because we're coming out of COVID and all this stuff, there's all these places that are looking for people. They're hiring everywhere that you look.
Okay.
So it's kind of like you can start over. A whole new position, a whole new career for you. So what does that look like for you? When you daydream about what it is that you want to do, what does that look like for you? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to journal on that, to meditate on that, and really, you know, really get into that and think about those things that really make you happy. And when you do that, you're going to start seeing those opportunities come for you. Okay?
One thing that makes me happy is actually traveling or visiting people I haven't been able to see for the past year with everyone being locked in. So my true thing is I really don't want to start till like July. And I would really, kind of goes against logic, but I really would rather enjoy and do a few little trips in June.
Mm-hmm. And that all has to do, that feeling that you have has to do with the need to really, yes. So really trust those instincts of yours because they're
okay.
right on target. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, do those things that make you happy right now. Now focus on your now. Okay?
Great.
And then everything else is going to start to, you know, come together. You just have to go with the flow right now. You know, do what feels right to you. And what feels right, sometimes we have this notion that that's wrong, but
yeah,
it's not. You know, it's meant for us.
We're
meant to live in that. Mm-hmm.
It's just the first question every person asks me is, when are you going to work? When are you starting work? Why are you looking for work? And so it's kind of part of the system of people expect that when you move that you have to work the next week or, you know. So.
Now, just trust in yourself. Do those things that you know that you need to do. And then when it comes to work, that's going to come. It's going to come. You know, you just have to, you know, let go of those. Yeah. You know, don't let other people influence you and just do those things that you know that you're meant to do right now. Be in that good feeling.
Yeah, that's what it's
and
I feel good when I think of my plans for sure.
Good. Yes. It's important for us to really trust that yourself. Okay. I am very excited for you because this is a new start for you, not just, you know, when it comes to the move, but when it comes to career and everything else that's going to come your way. So, you know, keep trusting in yourself. You have great instincts. And, you know, the divine is always, you know, there for you. I don't know if you've been noticing any signs, you know, numbers, birthdays.
Yeah, already
if you see your
neighbors.
Birthday,
I mean, signs of the few people I've met have been great already of just the connections of my neighbors. So, yeah.
Oh, good. That's great. Yes, that's a great sign. So, you know, keep trusting in yourself and, you know that we are meant to live in that joy and happiness. So what is it that fills you? What is it that makes you happy? Even when it comes to career, doing those things that make you happy. And when we do that, it motivates us. It makes us want to go to work. It makes us want to do, you know, all those things that we're meant to. And in the process, we're helping other people as well. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful.
Right. Well,
thank you. I missed you so. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You too. I'll keep listening.
All right. Talk to you again soon.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 845. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Catherine. Hi, Catherine. We've all missed you. So great to have you back.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to hear from you. How are you?
Thank you. Oh, lots happening. I heard a little bit of the opening message. I had some phone issues. I couldn't get on quickly. But, yeah, I've really been deciding if it's time to stay or go. I don't know. I have a few, I think, opportunities, so I could ask you, like your show title says, the guidance. If I should go with Alex, Rodney, or Martina, if any of these people are the right plan of action, like exactly like you were saying, like I want to take action, but I know like something is still like, no, like review things a little more. So I was just wondering if you could give me what you pick up on these possibilities for me.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward, and this is probably going to be a message that I think I've given you before, is to trust in yourself. You know who it is that you are needing to work with. And what's going on is these past experiences that are affecting, you know, you wanting to really trust in your instincts because of some past, you know, bad experiences. But those experiences were there for a reason. They're meant to help you. You know, everything that happens to us, all the challenges, all the struggles that come in, they're there for a reason. It helps us to grow. So what is it that the divine is trying to show you with these people and your recent experiences with people that you just worked with? So how is it that you were able to really listen to yourself? In that aspect, you know, different specific moments where you really listened to your gut and it worked out for you. So, you know, take those moments and to remember that those things happen because you listened to yourself. You listened to your intuition and you listened to your abilities, your gifts that you have. In that knowing and the feeling, and to, you know, keep going with that. And that's going to help increase your abilities. It's going to help for you to be able to trust that more easily as you keep, you know, practicing that. Does that make sense?
Yes, no, totally. It's just funny, everything you're saying is making sense. Like, okay, what happened was the other day I saw an eagle, and I had never seen one before in my life. And it was just so amazing, and it was like almost even like close, like it felt so close that I could touch it. And like I wasn't thinking about moving, but I jump online, and this person that I had worked with in the past was like, yeah, I might have a job opening for you overseas. Like, it was that quick. So I'm like now like, oh, like this is like deep, you know, correlation, I think, to that eagle. So that's why I'm thinking like, wow. Like,
and yes,
you know,
trust in that. But how does it feel to you? So when that offer came for you, how did that immediate feeling, what was that immediate feeling for you?
It feels like a new page. It feels good. I mean, it's a lot to, you know, just, you know, uproot, you know. But I think it feels
so
good.
So you had that.
It feels, yeah.
Yeah, so you had that great feeling, and then the fear set in, right? Because
yeah.
of our ego. What? Yeah. It's like, how are you going to be able to do everything, this and that? Because that's just the type of person you are, too, you know, that planner. You know, you are a warrior, too.
Yeah.
I'm very similar to
it's the name.
You have to trust that initial feeling. That's your instinct, that gut instinct that you need to go with. You saw that offer coming, and it made you happy. It made you excited, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay, and also that eagle does have that correlation for you, just so that you know. But yeah, trust that feeling, that gut instinct that first came in before ego stepped in, to know that that is meant for you. If that is what excites you, then you have to, you know, trust in that. And then what's going to happen is, you know, you set those intentions saying, this is what I want. This is what I want to do. And so there's going to be these next steps that come in for you from the divine to show you that that's the right direction that you're headed for. And that eagle is a sign. It really is a sign for you.
Wow.
And there's going to be other signs that you're going to be able to pick up. And also, you know, when it comes to those signs, to trust that instinct that, you know, you just correlated that with the author. That's how that works when it comes to your instincts, when it comes to how the divine works with signs. So you're trusting that and to know that there's going to be others that come your way. You know, there are times when we do miss signs, but the divine always shows us more so that we do catch it eventually. So, you know, we never miss it and then it never happens again. But there's going to be other things that happen along the way that's going to show you that it is meant for you. So, you know, not to really focus on looking for it, but just to know that, you know, what if you do start to see something and it you make that connection with the offer, that is meant, that is at, that sign that's meant for you. Okay?
Oh, excellent. Yes, yes. So, yes, I'm open to this offer, and, yes, I'll just stay positive and in faith about it. Yeah.
And I'm so excited for you because even the way that you talk about it right now shows me that how excited you are for this offer and what it is that you really want to do. So, you know, to really trust that. And, you know, remember that the divine wants us to live in that joy and happiness. And so what is it that really makes you happy without, you know, before the ego starts and, you know, saying, how am I going to afford this? How, and, you know, and all these different fears that come in. That's all ego, you know, and that's not what it, that's meant for us to release and let go of. If it's meant for us, the divine is going to show us that way. And that's part of that abundance that we're all meant for. You know, so they're going to show you, you know, don't worry about how it's going to happen, but to know that if this is what it is that you're meant to do, that to be open to how it is that it's going to come in for you, how it is that you're going to be able to reach it. You know, the divine is going to help you with that. Okay?
Yes, yes. Wow, thank you. That's just amazing. And again, I'm just so happy to hear you again, and thank you for just sharing your light and your gifts.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'm so excited for you. And you're going to have to keep me posted on that.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, and many blessings to you and yours. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 919. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
What was your name again?
Kay, K-A-Y.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kay. How are you today? Hi, can you hear me? Call dropped. Well, if she calls back, we will get to her again. I think that's her. Hello.
Hi. Hi. Yes, this is Kay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
So how are
okay,
you?
Great. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm good. I'm not sure what just happened.
No worries.
Okay, great. My question is regarding my love. My girlfriend and I just went on a wonderful, magical vacation, and it was almost like a fresh new start, and because we've gone through some things, and this is feeling great. It is really feeling great, and I'm trusting and believing that I really am, and I'm just here asking what guidance, what spirit says about the next steps for us.
Okay, so I have Archangel Raphael as well as Archangel Samuel coming forward. And, you know, Archangel Samuel is a great archangel when it comes to unconditional love, when it comes to loving ourselves and, you know, love with others as well. And so he's coming forward because he's showing me that you've done a lot of work on yourself, which is amazing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So, you know, keep going with that. You know, keep working on yourself. You know, don't lose yourself, you know, when it comes
yes.
to this relationship. So I know that,
yes.
you know, and it does have to do with limiting beliefs from, you know, when you were a child and things that you've learned growing
yes.
up. But to know
yes.
that it's important for you to love yourself fully first, and then you can continue to love other people. So, you
yes.
know, not to give all of yourself to someone else until you're completely drained or you're burnt out, but to know that it's important for you to kind of step back sometimes and give yourself that space so that you can do those things that you want to do and that fill you up. Because, you know, when it comes to other people, it's
mm-hmm.
wonderful to have that love relationship with other people. But
mm-hmm.
we have to remember that other people are going through their own things as well. You know, they have
yes.
their own healings that they have to do. They have their own trials and struggles. So it's important, especially as an empath that you are, to not be sucked into this other person. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I mean, and what your relationship right now, it's wonderful. This is, you know, really something that is great for you and for her. But also it's going to be important for you to do those things sometimes on your own, those things that fill you, that you love to do. And then having her
yes.
have that time to do her own things as well. So not to be
yes.
so into each other that, you know, you give so much of yourself to her and you end up having nothing left for you. So
right.
remember that as you go on with this relationship, and to know that
okay.
this is a great match for you. But it's always important for us to remember that when we truly love ourselves and who it is that we are, that exudes out to other people as well. So when you
yes.
love yourself and are comfortable with yourself and really fully love who it is that you are, the person that you're with is going to be able to feel that, is going to be able
yes.
to see that. And you're also
yes.
going to be helping her as well in her own journey, in
yes.
fully loving herself. Because the struggles that you've been through before, she also has been through as well. So, you know, she
yes.
has her own things that she needs to work on also, but you can do it together. You can help each other with that. Okay?
Yes, yes. I totally understand that. Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Was there anything
okay.
else that was bothering you or that you were concerned about?
There is a small little thing. I just started a new job, and I will say I tend to be far harder on myself than anybody else ever could be. So
mm-hmm.
the... And now, mind you, it's just only been a little bit over, well, almost 2 weeks, so still very new. But how do you see me managing my new job? Sometimes I get a little flustered by thinking that I should know a little more than I do.
So this all has to do with loving yourself fully. So
yes,
it all
yes,
kind of,
you're right.
you know, go together. And so know that the gifts that you have, your abilities that you have, your skill sets that you have, is right for you. Okay? So
okay.
other people are always going to see us in different ways. So one person may see us, you know, being really great at our job. Another person may see that you could, you know, be better. But everyone's going to see you differently because of their own experiences that they've had. So it's important for us not to compare ourselves with other people, but to always do our very best. Okay? So if you're doing your best at your job, that's all that matters. Okay?
Okay.
So
if
you know that you're giving, as long as you're giving it your 100%, but and also being yourself, then that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what other people think. Okay?
Okay. Understood. Point taken. Understood. All right. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And just know that you are amazing. You know, and this is what they wanted me to share as well, that you're so amazing. You do so much for other people. And to know that you are so needed. And you're doing so, and to know that you are doing so much to help other people. So know that, you know, what you're doing is so important and that you are doing so much for so many people. And I just got the chill.
Wow.
And, you know, you can just feel
I did too.
Forward.
I did too.
And,
Thank you for that.
To know that you're amazing and to, you know, keep doing, you know, being there for others as you are and to know that you are doing your best. So it doesn't matter what other people think. As long as you are happy with you, that's all that matters, okay? And to know that you're always supported and guided.
I received that. Thank you so much. And I totally understand that. Okay.
You are
Thank
very
you.
Welcome.
I appreciate that.
I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you. You as well. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So, and you know, the divine is always amazing when it comes to who calls in and how people call in and when people call in. And so, and the hour went by really quickly. I'm surprised that it's already past the hour. But, you know, this platform, this show is for you. You know, anytime, and, you know, if I could do this show every single day, I would. Because, you know, the divine is always guiding me and helping me to have that energy to, you know, help others like yourselves. And so, you know, I'm going to be on Friday evenings starting next week. And it's going to be for you to, you know, call in with any questions you might have. If you are just needing a little bit of guidance, if you are needing to just unburden yourself, that's actually, you know, getting old energy out of you so that you can bring in that new energy that the divine brings. So, you know, being able to hear with clarity what it is that the divine wants you to do, your next steps, that all has to do with, we have to really release that old energy first in order to be able to listen clearly what it is that we're supposed to do next. And so that's why this new show is going to be there for you to be able to let go, to be able to release those things that no longer serve you. It's going to be there to help you to heal and to, you know, also be able to start to see what your next steps are. You know, I'm not there to tell you exactly what it is that you need to do, but I'm here to guide you to where it is that the divine really wants you to see and where it wants you to go. But ultimately, it is up to you. But, you know, I'm just here to be that guide to help you to live that life that you are meant to live and to help you to grow and transform and going back to basics, to who it is that we truly are, and to live that life of love and joy and happiness that we're meant to live. So this is why, you know, we have this new show, Spiritual Guidance Radio, for you. And, you know, if I'm feeling called, you know, I may have an extra show or two. You know, it's all up to the divine. You know, I'm always channeling with them, always connecting with them. And so, you know, they always show me what it is that they need to show me. So I'm going to be sharing those things with you as we have these shows every week. So, you know, be sure to tune in with me starting next week on Friday, Central Standard Time. You know, join me, you know, as you are feeling called as well. You know, and it's not just to, you know, unburden or vent or ask for guidance, but if there's something that you feel that you need to share as well to other listeners, that is what I'm here for as well, because we have to remember we're all healers. We're all teachers in this world. We all can, taking our experiences, share it with others so that others can grow, that others can learn from that as well. So if you are feeling called to share what it is that you're learning, share what it is that you are being shown, you know, I encourage you to really, you know, call in and share that with others. And so this is going to be a show for you, you know, for you to really be able to grow and learn from others and to, you know, see that transformation that is meant for you. And also to listen to what it is the archangels want you to No, and not just the archangels. This is going to be where we're going to be connecting with the guides and, you know, your guardian angels, whoever steps forward for you. And so this is why we have this new show. So I want to thank everyone who called in and are listening today, as well as those who will be listening later on. And, you know, it's going to be a great, you know, this is going to be a great platform, especially if you have been feeling as if you have no one to share things with, or just need to really unburden, or just need some guidance. You know, this is what we're here for. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light, as always. And this month is going to be a great month for all of us as we get into this new energy of really, you know, taking those things that we've learned in the past few months and applying it into our lives as we help others to grow, as we help ourselves to grow and transform and to really step into it is that we truly are, and to really do those things that we're meant to do. You know, we're, you know, coming out of COVID, coming out of this pandemic and all these other issues that have been happening in this world. And so now it's going to be important for us to really step into who it is that we are. You know, is it that you're being asked to reinvent ourselves? You know, that's one of those words that is for the year. You know, we talked about how this year is going to be about rebuilding, reinventing ourselves. You know, all the re's of this year. And, you know, we're seeing that in society where because everyone's coming out of the pandemic, you know, they're going out to eat more, they're going out more, grocery shopping, working out, working outside of your home office, you know, with everyone just going back out into society, things are, you know, we're rebuilding, you know, I had mentioned earlier how all these places are hiring right now. And you know, it may be a time for you to really start thinking about a new career, you know, to start fresh somewhere else, doing something different that really does make you feel happy. And right now is a great time to do that. You know, I am, my husband and I own a restaurant, and if you might have heard how the food industry is, you know, going through a lot right now. And so, you know, our restaurant is hiring. All these other restaurants are hiring. So, and all these other retail places are hiring as well. So is that something that you're meant to do? You know, and it's been a great time for you to really start again and really do those things that maybe a few years ago you didn't think of that you can start over. But right now is a great time for you to think of a new career, think of doing something that you truly love to do. So what is that for you? What is coming in from the divine for you that you need to do in order to reinvent yourself, just to rebuild your life? What does that look like for you? So, and with this new show, I'm also, I guess I am also rebuilding as well. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light. I am going to be talking to you next week, starting on Friday. And I can't wait. I love, you know, receiving these calls and being able to help and being able to speak the way that the divine wants me to speak, the things that they want me to share with you. And so, you know, I'm excited for this new show, and, you know, I look forward to your calls, and I look forward to hearing from you and what it is that you're learning and what it is that you need to share. So sending you all lots of love and light. I hope you have a wonderful week as we go through this week, and I will talk to you all very, very soon. So bye for now.